Ladies and gentlemen, Sports Entertainment Breakdown is back on the air, and we would like to welcome you to episode number 342. And this week's jam-packed AEW Revolution Go Home Edition, where we will be talking about all of the goings-on surrounding the WWE Championship since we last graced your ear holes, your headphones, whatever the fuck, because quite a bit's happened. We will also go over some NXT, some SmackDown. We will touch on a up and down edition of Dynamite. We will talk about a very setup heavy episode of NXT TV. And of course, we will round off the proceedings with my favorite part of the show, pay-per-view predictions. So with all that to be discussed, I, of course, am Dougie Fresh, a.k.a. Silky Smooth White Chocolate. And first joining me on the conversation this evening is the Crinkle King, C-Note. How are you doing this evening, sir?
Wow. I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. See, I keep close lip, but you still find something. God damn it.
You gotta get up pretty early in the damn morning. And rounding out the proceedings this evening, he's the man with the dustiest downstairs in all of podcasting, Wrestling Chris G. How are you doing this evening, sir?
Now, you're painting a picture in everybody's head right now. But the reason my downstairs is dusty is because I just had 3 full rooms of drywall just put up in my downstairs. So, yes, my downstairs is dusty and not in a sexual way.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking for a second. I was like, I get it.
So, yeah, and good news though. We officially hired our taper to come and tape our basement, and for us thinking that it was going to be $600, it is now $1,700. Woohoo!
Well, damn.
Yeah. Because it's a lot of taping that this dude has to do. So, it's going to get done. We're going to finally be back to normalcy inside of this basement. And it's going to be good. I got that. I got a brand new TV coming. Got a brand new TV stand. Got a new Nintendo Switch. I'm balling out.
Sounds like it.
Apparently. So how's everybody doing? What'd you say?
Nice little fireplace.
For real, that thing is nice.
Oh.
But so how's everybody doing? I know I was absent on the last show for reasons that I couldn't be here. But how's everybody doing?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Can't complain.
Weather's getting nicer.
Hell yeah, it's getting nicer. Did you know it's going to be 60 degrees on Saturday?
It's what I've been seeing.
Oh, Saturday. I heard Monday. I didn't hear Saturday. Awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be 60 degrees on Saturday, and it's going to be 55 degrees on Sunday.
Well, cool.
Take that.
That's what I said.
Maybe we can go watch the pay-per-view on the patio or something.
No, I'm breaking in my new TV.
we had this conversation earlier today. You mean to tell me you're not going to break it in a couple days before to make sure it's working properly before you have people over?
Well, that's a different type of break it in. So, you know. But, yes. But we have a lot of news, so we can't really lollygag too much. I feel like we should start with some actual confirmed news. And we have 2 NXT things of news, so I feel like we should start with that. NXT is officially moving to Tuesday nights after WrestleMania.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for a while.
Thank God.
You know, back in October, they got moved to Tuesdays, I think, due to hockey. And if I remember correctly, those 2 weeks did, I don't know if they did well, but they were good episodes because they knew they were going to be running on their own. I think one of them was the Fatal 4-Way Iron Man, and then I think the one after that was the overtime period where it was just Finn and Cole one-on-one to start the show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those were good. Of course, I think it would be silly to kind of try to skate over the obvious that's probably already floating out there. I mean, I haven't been on Twitter, so I wouldn't know. But of course, you know, we've probably got a bunch of, for some reason, AEW specific fans are probably doing victory laps. And you've also probably got some people that are anti-AEW saying, well, this is probably better for us anyway, because that way we don't have to worry about what they're doing on some backyard company.
Yep.
So, I mean, even though this is good news, we're not allowed to be happy because it's 2021 in wrestling.
Well, but, I'm happy.
Well, right, because you're a rational person.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I mean, if you look at the comment section on Alvarez's nuclear tweet of the week, he just posts up the freaking ratings and walks away, I feel like.
He actually acknowledged that on his Wrestling Observer Live the other day. And he was like, he's like, I have the dumbest followers when it comes. Oh no, he gave the award to, he said the dumbest follower award goes to Brian Alvarez's Twitter account after he posts the Wednesday Night War numbers, because people just go ham and they're just stupid.
People have no freaking chill. They say, well, you know, heaven forbid NXT actually got the jump on them 1 week. And it was a fluke week because basketball overran, or, you know, we didn't see the first half hour at 1 week, people were saying, but I didn't have a problem with that. Apparently that was just like people that were trying to watch on the TNT app were having problems. You know, there was always an excuse for when NXT was winning. But on the flip side, there was always an excuse why NXT was losing. Oh, AEW is hotshotting this. AEW, why would you put this on free TV? And it's, you know, oh, this is the best they could. So, I mean, it's going to happen regardless, because that first Tuesday is going to be like, oh, they drew this by themselves? That's pathetic. Or they only drew this good because they were by themselves. They're not going to win regardless.
Wait, just wait, because, yeah, as soon as NXT moves to Tuesday, AEW people are going to be like, oh, you couldn't hang, and oh, now without competition, you're only bringing in 600,000. And then NXT people are going to be like, oh, you couldn't even hit 800,000 without any competition on a Wednesday night.
I would laugh if they both went down and just stayed down. Like, oh shit, maybe we needed the competition.
I mean, it's a possibility.
So it's gonna be something. But not even just that with NXT news. Takeover, a WrestleMania weekend is now going to be a two-night event. First night airing on the USA Network at its normal NXT time, and second night on the WWE Network on Peacock and WWE Network, I guess I should say now, on Thursday.
Well, by that point, it'll just be Peacock.
Well, no, the network is still a thing.
Well, I suppose so.
Yeah, you can still pay for the WWE Network by itself. And people that are outside of the U.S., Can't get Peacock, so yeah.
Well, if you use a VPN, you can.
Yeah, well, it you know, Xfinity, CBS is on some bullshit. So, I mean, it's no secret. I use a VPN for AEW's Plus network because I like to watch AEW uninterrupted and watch full matches without commercials. But that's not available here in the U.S. It's available everywhere but the U.S. So I pay $5.99 and I had to kind of swindle my way around. So I had to pay through my VPN being on through Google in order for it to activate the account. And then once it activated my account, I can get on Fight Network with no problem and watch my AEW. But without that being paid for, it's like AEW is not on the Fight Network at all. Like right now, Doug, if you got on the Fight Network, you're not going to see jack shit besides Revolution.
Really?
Yeah. If I get on right now, I'm going to see a whole bunch of Ring of Honor. I'm going to see AEW Dark, which apparently people overseas don't get AEW Dark on Tuesday nights. They get it Wednesday night at 11 o'clock. And I get Ring of Honor, I get Impact, I get AEW, I get all the wrestling bullshit. But
and I wonder if it wasn't for Peacock being under the Universal umbrella as well, I wonder if WWE would have explored Fight, because I know last year's Mania was on Fight.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sure they went a few different routes and maybe they didn't have that many buyouts on the Fight Network. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I know, like, if you're overseas, you kind of get pay-per-views for free because it's included in your subscription, which is how things should be. But U.S. is freaking annoying with their money puns. But yeah.
Yeah. But
so is TakeOver going to be like Mania and be in front of and have fans?
I doubt it.
Yeah, because they're not going to be at the football stadium.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, NXT has fans every single week.
Wow.
Already. Well, they do. I mean, whether it's 40 fans or not, I mean, that's 40 extra people that's in the audience.
Well, we don't know if those are fans. Those could just be plants.
No, right. No, I saw freaking, what's her name? Bailey's number one fan. What's her name?
Izzy.
I see Izzy in the audience all the time, so I know she's not a plant.
Well, she might as well be.
Yeah. but she's also interviewing top AEW stars on her YouTube channel now.
Well, that's true too.
So, but we have that in the news when it comes down to AEW, and we will go over like shows and stuff. But Paul White, the No More BS. I like that.
Hate that.
Why?
So oh, I actually think that's kind of
that's a play on words, Doug.
I hate that so
why?
Much.
Why?
It's because it's too easy. That's why.
It's No More Bullshit and No More Big Show.
That's dumb.
So Paul White announced on Dynamite this week that they have a Hall of Fame worthy superstar that's going to debut on Revolution. Well, if you're Paul White, it's going to debut on Evolution. So, yeah, don't give the mic to the Big Show. Oh, I forgot. That's what you hired him for.
Yeah. Don't worry. He's not. It's not like he's going to be a commentator on a weekly. Oh, shit. Yeah,
well, unless you're JR and you call Kenny Omega the WWE champion on Dynamite.
Yeah. A couple weeks ago. Yeah.
That was funny. So yeah, there's a bunch of rumors right now, and the rumors that's going around the internet right now are Kurt Angle, CM Punk, Batista, and the newest one, which I was just talking to you guys about, is good old Lesnar.
Yeah, I say fuck it. I say back the truck up. I say fuck, go for it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Because there's only a handful of names that are going to fit that bill. They've painted themselves in a corner.
Yeah.
You know, it can't just be, oh, look, here's Rob Van Dam.
Why couldn't it be Rob Van Dam?
Because that's not
Hall of Fame worthy.
Well, I mean, he is, but that's not, I mean, the way they set it up, because this is apparently it's a multi-year contract. You know, Rob Van Dam walks in, that's cool.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I just saw this week's AEW and NXT numbers.
Well, you might as well.
No. Finish your thought, Doug. Finish your thought.
Well, and, you know, the names you just listed, I could shoot down a couple of them on its face. CM Punk, if he's going to do anything, it's going to be a complete surprise. It's going to be a complete, like, he was in a trailer all day. He snuck in, you know, during the main event kind of thing. They're not going to say, oh, CM Punk's, well, they haven't, but they're not going to say, they're not even going to hint at him, Dave. He's just going to show up.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like a Moxley at Double or Nothing a couple of years ago. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, that he was just, oh, look, there's John Moxley hopping the barricade. You know, they're not, obviously, Punk.
Well, I mean, he did make that whole video and everything, though.
He did.
Well, right. And I could see Punk doing that, too, but Punk's not going to jump through the Punk will, you'll hear Cult of Personality, and it'll, you know, the fucking roof will blow.
Punk won't even make it through the crowd.
Right. So it's not going to be Punk. I'm hesitant on Batista just because he said his match with Triple H at 35 was like his last thing that he wanted to check off.
Well,
and he's leaning more towards acting. And I mean, I understand that AEW would probably give him a little more leeway, but I'm not leaning on Batista as much. You know, I kind of started saying, you know, back the truck up for Lesnar just out of sheer, you know, kind of taking the piss, but now I'm kind of into it. And I mean, if I'm putting money down, I'm going Angle, just because I feel like he's got to complete the set, because he wrestled for WWE, TNA, New Japan, it would be AEW, and I mean, he could even include WWE CW if he really needed to stretch a little bit. But
he never did WCW, though.
No, but he was WCW champion.
Yeah.
So, I guess.
So,
I mean, I even heard Scott Steiner.
Ew.
Yeah, but that's not another one. That's another one. It's like, yeah, that's cool, but that's not.
No, it's not.
Nah, it's fine.
No. I mean, I remember watching him in WWE when he was still a little younger, and seeing him live and having the sirens go off, big pop a pump. It was nice, but no, like, I think that nothing against Sting. Like, I'm a Sting fan, and I like what he's doing right now, but that would be worse than Sting, in my opinion.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could get down to brass tacks and you could make an argument, I guess, but because,
I mean, I have no idea, like, you know, what kind of shape he's in or anything. I haven't seen him in years, but
apparently he's in decent shape. And okay. I was about to make an argument. Well, you know, Sting hasn't had to have life-saving surgery, but he has.
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah, I mean, if I'm betting tonight, I'm saying Kurt Angle. You know, I mean, now we could look on Twitter on Sunday morning and there could be like a fucking concrete rumor, you know, somebody's been spotted in Orlando heading towards Daly's place or something. Like, oh, fuck.
Oh, it's Jacksonville.
Well, that's when you stay off the internet.
Well, and yeah, it's easy for me because I actually don't have an account, but I'm just saying, you know, you could lurk, but yeah, I'm not going to go digging because it's so rare to get a surprise in wrestling these days.
Yeah. So looking at these numbers, so Dynamite and NXT this week went head to head on their Wednesday Night Ventures as it nears its end, people. And direct competition. So NXT drew 692,000 fans watching overnight. NXT with the draw of Shaq, I'm going to give it, drew 900. AEW with Shaq drew 934,000 on TNT. Basically, 300,000 more viewers on almost on Dynamite over NXT this week.
That was really smart of them to put that match on first.
Yeah, it was.
Because
My dad even watched it. And he's like, and he was just happy that he didn't have to watch the entire show to see it.
Oh, see, so I was kind of thinking it might have had the opposite effect. He's like, all right, I got Shaq, but now let's see what else is going on. So he was just Shaqing out.
Well, yeah, he watched the show. Like he was drawn in because it's funny. My dad said he's like, is this what the kind of show that they put on every single week? He's like, this kind of outshines WWE a little bit.
Yeah, a little.
Kind of. I mean, in certain areas, yeah. I mean, I had some problems.
You had some problems with this week's show?
I mean, I had some problems with both of them.
Okay, let's.
And I have for a while.
Well, let's hear it, Doug. This is the time to talk.
So we're just jumping in.
Yeah.
Okay, so what the fuck was that ending angle? You have an exploding barbed wire death match, and all they get on the go-home show is a goddamn video package?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, they weren't supposed to technically be around each other, because Kenny Omega's supposed to be building this thing. And...
Well, just because goddamn Kenny Omega's doing a goddamn... cross between Harpo Marx and Rosie the Riveter 2 weeks ago.
What?
The next time you see Kenny Omega, and I mean, it'll be Sunday, obviously, when he's making his entrance. Tell me that motherfucker doesn't look like Harpo Marx.
No, he does not.
He does.
He does not.
Well, he does. But I understand they're not supposed to touch. I understand, or whatever. I hadn't heard that, but that makes sense. But... how is a stare down between them not the last thing you see as Dynamite goes off the air tonight?
Because they're supposed to hate each other so much that if they see each other right now, that they will fucking beat the shit out of each other, Doug.
Well, fine. Let's let one of them hit the other one with a barbed wire bat.
No, because that gives the other one an excuse going into the barbed wire match.
I just...
The only reason you won is because you attacked me.
I just don't like it because... the last thing you see wasn't even, I would have even accepted the last thing we saw would have been the Inner Circle press conference, you know, cause at least that's a one on, you know, a one team versus one team feud. The last thing we saw was just a smaz of tag teams just flipping and diving.
It wasn't just tag teams. It was everybody basically besides the main event that was on the show, singles competitors and all.
Well, okay, but give me a singular focus. You know, you've got 2-3 marquee matches. You know, should be 4, but the women's match still feels like an afterthought, even though they did a tournament about it.
You want to know what I have a problem with AEW-wise, and I'm a big AEW mark?
Please, because I'm spiraling.
Okay, is it me, or do they need to get... Brody Lee's son off TV as the leader of this cult?
I like it.
I like it too.
Do you?
I like it.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like that they're like good guys now, but.
Well, they have to be, Cena.
I mean, really? They do?
Why? Cena, you cannot have watched. I mean, you watched the tribute show.
Yes.
So you can't have that tribute show and then have them being assholes the next week.
I guess, yeah.
It's just human nature. I mean, yeah, and who's to say they're not going to turn, you know, down the road? But, and I'm giving negative one a pass for now. I'll start having a problem with it if he starts interfering in matches.
Well, I don't think they'll ever put him in the ring to where he could potentially get hurt.
Well, all right then. I don't have a problem with it.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think his mom would let that happen.
Well, it's my thing was, I mean, because it kind of blew me in the face a little bit this week when.
Well, hey, buddy, we don't need to.
Shut up. Let me get my thought out. Let me get my thought out before I forget. when
in the face.
And it's gone.
Oh, bullshit.
No, I forgot.
Oh, damn. It'll come back.
Yes. Fuck, what was I going to say? All right.
You said it blew you in the face when... I don't like his commentary on Dark, I'll say that. The little bit I've seen of it.
Oh. Yeah, I haven't really watched too. Oh, I remember what I was about to say.
Oh, good.
No, when the Dark Order came out and he's standing up on the stage, and it's like he wasn't told what was going to happen, and he actually threw his arms up multiple times going, I don't know what's going on.
Well, yeah. And I mean, yeah, but it's a live show. How old is he? He's 8?
He's 10, isn't he?
I think he's 10.
Okay, well, he's excited either way, you know. I just kind of liked it. The second time he came out for Ten's match, when he was the only one to walk down with him before they walked down, Ten kind of gave him a pat on the stomach and he said, let's go, and you could see Negative One was kind of giving him a pep talk. I mean, it didn't work because he fucking lost the goof with the boombox, but I don't care for the Acclaim.
Yeah, they're like almost John Cena wannabes.
Well, I think that's an insult to John Cena. And I mean, I get that their raps aren't supposed to be like...
Watch John Cena show up on AEW this week.
Yeah, watch him be the guy. I mean, I threw that out to you earlier.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
I think he's WWE for life.
We thought that about Kurt Angle.
And we thought that about Big Show. And we thought that about Jericho.
No. Well, I didn't see that.
Jericho's a good point. Jericho is a good point. Because he straight up said, I'll never work for another promoter in North America than Vince McMahon.
Flash 2 years later.
So maybe I shouldn't take Batista at his word. That's it. It's Batista.
Big Show and Batista are like best friends. Like all over social media. Just saying.
Well, and Jericho's probably the reason Paul White's there to begin with.
Yeah. Probably said, throw him some cash.
He even said that they were a tag team before. You know, they were tag team champions.
Yeah.
You know, and then they even threw in there the, you know, calling Jericho, you know, curtain puller and or curtain jerker and at the Performance Center.
Yeah, I don't like when they snipe at each other. Because neither one of them comes across great. I mean,
no.
I didn't mind, what was it, a couple weeks ago on SmackDown. They were going through Kevin Owens' partners, and he's like, there was one guy, wasn't it? And I'm trying to make a list. Like, on first blush, I was like, that's cool. But then I was like, no, because then Jericho's going to have something to say about it. And I'm sure he did. I didn't check. Because Jericho strikes me as the kind of guy that vanity searches himself on Twitter.
Wow.
Possibly. I have a little bit of a problem with MJF this week. Picking on old Conrad Thompson. Like, twinkle tits? Come on. That's a little...
Well, yeah.
That was a little much.
Oh, and let me just say this, just apropos of nothing other than the fact that I haven't had a chance to say it because it hasn't really come up. fuck Chris Jericho.
Why?
He's a Trump fuck.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What?
He donated to him, and his wife and mother-in-law were at the Capitol.
At the Capitol when?
January 6th.
They were at that riot?
Well, they were fucking, you know, way, way back there watching, but yeah. There's fucking pictures all over her Instagram. They might be down now because it got a shit ton of attention.
Oh.
Hmm.
I did not know that, but yeah, let's not talk politics on the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Right. But I was just thinking.
We might let's just go over on that.
You could take it out, but I'm going to keep bringing it up if he keeps coming up.
So, all right. What's the next piece of news that we're going to go over?
So,
we got old wrestling Chris G.
NXT. NXT, I didn't like, kind of right off the rip.
The only thing that made me excited was for next week's NXT.
Well, right.
Next week, we're getting Adam Cole versus Finn Balor in a one-on-one matchup for the NXT championship.
And we're getting EO versus Tony Storm, which should be a good match.
Yes. So,
but I was hyped for this show because we were getting two title matches. Well, when we woke up Wednesday, we were getting two title matches, even though we knew one was kind of in the air because they ran an injury angle with one of MSK. Which apparently stands for Must See Kids, which I don't hate. So we knew that one was kind of in the air, and it got shot down right away. And so we got a non-title match of Ciampa and Thatcher versus Grizzled Young Veterans, which was a good match. It wasn't for anything, and it kind of got a goofy finish because Imperium came out on the apron and distracted Ciampa, and it was kind of implied that they might be recruiting Thatcher because they've got history going back to WXW in Germany.
Oh, and I did not know that.
Well, yeah, I have too much time on my hands.
You said it, not us.
So that was kind of disappointing that we didn't even get the proper. So hopefully MSK gets a title shot here down the line.
Must see kids. Okay.
I didn't hate it. And then the other draw was Jax and Baszler defending the women's tag titles against Kai and Gonzalez. And that had a fucking screwy finish because the ref got bumped. And apparently, I wasn't paying 100% attention. But apparently, all of a sudden, you see Adam Pearce at the top of the ramp, and he sends down a referee who is apparently a Raw official. I don't know when they started designating him Raw, SmackDown, NXT, but okay. And before the ref got bumped, Dakota Kai had tagged in Gonzalez. It had been acknowledged by the referee that got bumped, but in the scuttlebutt, Jax and Gonzalez were brawling, and they knocked each other over the announce table, and Baszler had Kai in the clutch. Okay. And she passed out.
Yes.
And the referee called for the bell. She wasn't legal.
And she still lost the match.
And they still lost the match.
Which was bullshit.
And we saw William Regal talking to Adam Pearce backstage, but we didn't see because it was just look, there they are in the distance.
Now, if this doesn't end with them getting the titles off of off of Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax. I don't see what the point of this whole angle is.
Well, and the blonde interviewer of the week caught up to Regal later and said, what are your thoughts regarding the decision in the women's tag title match earlier? And he said, I've spoken to Adam Pearce, and after much consideration, I'm going to make an announcement next week that's going to change the face of NXT going forward.
And I'm sure I know what it is because they made an announcement just about 3 hours or 4 hours ago. So Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax are defending their titles against Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair at Fastlane. I think that...
Triple threat.
Yes, I think it's going to be a triple threat tag team match for those titles.
I wouldn't hate that.
But they have to win, right?
Who has to win?
Dakota Kai.
Yeah. But that's Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez winning on a quote-unquote WWE pay-per-view.
Because...
That's exposure for NXT.
Yeah. I mean, it's that or do they put the titles on Sasha and Bianca? And
I fucking hope not. I hate that trope.
Yeah.
It happened to John Cena. Feels like every year at WrestleMania, he'd win the titles with whoever he was feuding with.
Yeah.
Hate that. Hate that so much. So, yeah, but I like the triple threat because, well, no, because one of Jax or Baszler would still have to get pinned because you can't have one half of your SmackDown Women's title match getting pinned on a B show. But they did it at Elimination Chamber, so what the fuck?
Yeah.
So knowing them, fucking Dakota Kai is probably going to pin Sasha.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
That being said, though, I have really enjoyed everything that's been going on with the Undisputed Era since Vengeance Day.
Yes.
I think that has been an absolutely great storyline, you know, starting with the super kicks at the end of the show, and then, you know, Cole comes out last week, fucking breaks down in tears, and then, I mean, we all saw the nutshot coming a mile away, but still.
Yeah.
And then, you know, this the only thing I didn't like this week is we didn't see Adam Cole until, like, the last 2 minutes.
Well, that's kind of been the gimmick, unless he's doing a promo for like 4 minutes at the end of NXT.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm kind of NXT'd out, and I might sound very down on NXT right now. Just their storylines don't really go anywhere. Everything is kind of, it's just like all of WWE right now. But unless you're in the title picture right now, storylines are kind of all over the place. There's no main storyline that kind of makes sense that's going right now, because right now you have Drew McIntyre and Sheamus and they're in this big brawl, but you also have Drew McIntyre on a different segment on the show talking that he's going to get his damn title back, and that he's also facing Sheamus in a match that they did not even fucking advertise. I had to fucking watch it the next day to fucking find out that they were even wrestling. I didn't even know that freaking Bobby Lashley and The Miz, that whole thing was, I mean, I knew the match was going to go on, but I didn't know that they were making a big deal about it since hour one until the next day. I didn't find out that Bobby Lashley won the fucking title until Tuesday, because I stayed offline.
Well, I mean, that's good for you for staying offline. I mean...
Oh, damn. Good thing I didn't send a message at the end of the night on Monday.
I would have stomped both your faces.
I mean, it's not like we knew.
Well, but it's not like we talk about Raw on a weekly anyway.
Well, true.
And even a, hey, are y'all watching, would have probably been a little suspicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... All's well that ends well, I suppose.
Like, I guess they could have done like a, can you believe that shit?
No, because even then, you know, when Chris finally watches it, he'll go in expecting something, and then.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're expecting something.
So.
You just don't know what.
I'm expecting something, but I don't know.
Nothing's happened, and the only thing left is this title match. They're gonna fucking give it to Lashley, aren't they? Oh shit!
I was legitimately shocked that they did it. Not so much that they did it, but there was
clean finish.
Other than, yeah, other than him having period cramps and then him running away, there was no bullshit. Once they got in there,
yeah, I knew. When they had the first match, and I'm doing that in quotes, I'm like, yeah, Lashley's not, like, because they're not going to do that at freaking 8 o'clock. And then, you know, the bullshit with, you know, the cramps and, you know, whatnot. And I'm like, huh, Lashley's actually going to maybe get this title. And, yeah, and it's like, I'm watching it, and I'm like, and I mean, it was a squash. Like, did Miz get any?
No.
And no. It was like a whole, what, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
But get that.
Yeah. But if you go back and watch that, I don't know if I necessarily saw the Miz tap.
Oh,
he tapped.
Did he?
Yeah.
He tapped.
Yeah.
Okay.
He tapped and then passed out.
Okay. Because, like, because that's the thing with the full Nelson. It's like, you know, especially with Lashley, he kind of like, you know, ragdolls you a little bit.
Excuse me, sir. Put some respect on it. It's called the Hurt Lock.
Excuse me. Sorry. The Hurt Lock.
Full Nelson. I put Jordan in that headlock before and he hated me.
I had my brother in that too, to me when I was younger. Yeah, I had a...
What'd you say, Doug?
I think you put my brother in that too, or did you just German suplex him?
I probably did. I probably did both.
Damn. Yeah. I had a friend of mine do that to me when I was maybe about like 10 or 11, and I had a fucking sore neck for like a week.
I put Jordan in that because he kept talking back. He's like, you can't beat me. So I put him in the headlock, and I locked my fingers together so he couldn't get out. And he's like, okay, you win. And then I let him go. And he's like, I'm dizzy. I was like, all right. I'm
dizzy.
I was like, just lay there. You'll be fine. Rub some dirt on it.
There it is.
But so when he puts somebody in the Hurt Lock, he kind of does ragdoll them a little bit. And sometimes it looks like, you know, you may be tapping when you're really not. So I maybe could see Miz come out there and say, I never tapped. That,
no, he already got his I didn't do X.
Yeah, well, but
he fucking tapped. He tapped before he passed out.
Yes, he did. Why don't we talk about Cody Rhodes coming out of the woodworks and saying Pat McAfee was talking to AEW behind WWE's back. And trying to get a job. And trying to get a job. Oh, you have not
seen that. Yeah.
So yeah, here, I have the story right here. Let me actually go and because Pat McAfee responds to Cody Rhodes saying he has been trying to get a job with AEW behind WWE's back. So let's see. Right here. It says, I'm just going to read it off because this is some juicy stuff and it's not that long. Pat McAfee has responded let me fucking read. Pat McAfee has responded to recent comments from AEW Executive Vice President Cody Rhodes, who claimed McAfee had been trying to get a job with AEW behind WWE's back. Cody hosted a media call to promote tonight's Dynamite, which will open with him and Red Velvet versus NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal and Jade Cargill. Cody was asked about Shaq's recent claim that this match will top all other celebrity matches in pro wrestling. McAfee disagreed with the claim on Twitter a few days ago, and Cody was asked about that as well. I think I didn't see this particular comment, especially from Pat, which is super bizarre, just bizarre because I'm pretty sure Pat's trying to get a job with AEW like every other day, but that's another conversation, Cody mentions. In an update, McAfee addresses Cody's claim during Pat McAfee during the Pat McAfee show this afternoon and said it is not true. Cody Rose just said, "I've been trying to get employed by AEW or whatever every other day. So I'd like it to be known that that's not true. Okay, I've actually talked about retirement here more, and I've been competent contemplated or and I." Let me start the sentence over. Okay, I've actually talked about retirement here more than I've ever contemplated going to AEW. And then he also went on Twitter and let's see, what did he say? I have been having a bit of a spat here though. With a couple of AEW, not a couple, but Rusev, an old friend of ours, now Miro, kind of came after us and we kind of flipped the script on him a little bit. And Shaq, obviously, I do have to watch that match tonight. But aside from that, I am not going to try to get hired by AEW. I just like that to be very, very clear. I'm just a fan of the show.
Well, it's kind of uncharacteristic for Cody to be like, actually, this guy's been talking to me behind the scenes, so I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
That's pretty weird. I wonder if that put him in some hot water with WWE.
Well, he's kind of been in a state of flux for a while. Well, because he put out that, and I mean, it was all tongue-in-cheek, but he put out that tweet on Christmas. He's like, yo, did I just get fired?
Did he really?
Yeah,
but we've seen him since yeah, Christmas. I was
gonna say, because he did that video message, he's like, I told everybody Adam Cole was a piece of scum.
No, piece of shit.
Well, I don't remember what he said.
He said shit. And is it me, or is WWE getting more lenient with their cursing? Because wasn't it MVP that said this is bullshit on Monday Night Raw?
I love that. He's like, this is bullshit, man. He said it twice.
Yeah, I did like that. Why is Shane back?
He's gonna fight Braun Strowman.
Yeah, they're gonna have the WrestleMania spectacle match.
Oh, fuck.
Shane's gonna jump off the pirate ship.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He has to.
No.
Why not? He jumped off the Hell in a Cell and the pirate ship is lower.
Pirate ship is lower.
I mean you saw that Hell in a Cell. Ain't no way I'm climbing all the way up there. Like, it didn't look that tall until Shane got to the top, and then we were all like, oh, that's really high up.
Yeah. Doug's like, oh dear, oh dear.
Because yeah, I
still have JBL in my head. Like, Shane, get down from there. God damn it.
Damn it to hell.
So yeah. I don't know where else we were going. Let's see. We've talked a little bit of SmackDown, Raw. We've talked about AEW and NXT greatly. I'm not sure where else to go now.
SmackDown, let's see.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have DB and Reigns at Fastlane, probably.
Yeah, and they kind of threw out there that apparently before Daniel Bryan got himself in position to possibly be number one contender for Fastlane, apparently the floated idea was a tag match, Edge and Daniel Bryan versus Roman and Jay.
Ew.
And now I'm sitting here going, you've got Edge in a tag team match and you don't bring Christian in? Who we know is apparently cleared because he was doing shit at the Rumble and we haven't seen him. Maybe he's the guy.
What?
Maybe he's going to AEW.
Who?
Christian.
No.
Well?
No.
He's got a Hall of Fame worthy career.
Somewhat.
He revitalized his career when he jumped to TNA and nobody thought he was shit.
Yeah. But no.
I still say you.
Wouldn't it be some shit if it was somebody like Undertaker?
That would... You want to talk shockwaves.
Yeah.
That...
Cause that
well, it couldn't. Because remember, Undertaker signed that illustrious contract to sit at home and get paid to not go anywhere. Just last year.
Yeah, but Tony Khan's got his dad's money.
Yeah, but Undertaker's under contract. He can't go. He can't go nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, and he wouldn't, because if he didn't jump to WCW, he's not going to go to
AEW. No.
Right.
So.
Yeah, probably not.
Because I'm sure they were backing the truck up for him.
All right. So I guess the only place that we can go now is to kind of preview Revolution.
Real quick, and this probably isn't going to be a long point, but it bears bringing up because it happened last week.
Okay.
Apollo Crews.
What about?
I like his new character.
Yeah, I do too.
It's all right.
He's not just smiling and happy, even though he went on the fucking After the Bell podcast and didn't. Really, I mean, they're not in character anyway, but he was talking. Yeah. This is a new kid, but he was just talking. It's like, all right, but you're smiling. I can hear that you're smiling.
Yeah, I can hear it through the mic.
Have a little bit of an edge, you know, because he's like, yeah, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to show him the steel. It's like, yeah, but you're just Apollo.
Oh, shit. There are 9 matches on this card.
One of them's the buy-in.
Well, yeah, but then there's 8 matches on this card.
Yeah. They,
I mean, and there's really not a...
And the casino, the casino. Whoa, the casino battle royale is not even on the pre-show.
No, that's going to be on the show because, well, you can't. That's what ended the episode. You can't have your closing angle be on the buy-in.
Why?
Well, it is AEW. They don't tend to make all the sense in the world.
So, yeah, what is the buy-in? I saw that. Is that?
It's Rio and Thunder Rosa versus Britt Baker and Rebel.
And
right now, because apparently Rebel's trying to go around backstage talking about how she's got a doctor's note.
Yep.
And Tony Khan was on the Unrestricted podcast saying, hey, I've seen that doctor's note. I'm not buying it for a nickel.
So, all right. You guys ready to go down this list?
Start somewhere while I pull up the card.
Okay. So we already started with the buy-in. So we're going Rio and Thunder Rosa versus Britt Baker and Rebel. And if they want people to buy the show, I'm going to go Britt Baker and Rebel on this one. I'm joking. No, I'm going Rio and Thunder Rosa.
Yeah, me too. I don't. You're going to probably roll your eyes and take a drink and all that. I don't really care.
Why?
Because 3 of the 4 women in this match got absolutely jobbed out in the tournament. Fucking Thunder Rosa was fighting on Sunday on Bleacher Report, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
You know, this wasn't structure. I just... If they want to hook people, they honestly should put the Battle Royal on the buy-in.
Yeah. I mean, they kind of do that on every single buy-in. So at this point, do you really want to continue with a Battle Royal on your buy-in?
Well, I think at this point, you kind of know what you're getting with AEW. So they're probably out of those woods.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at least they're on the card in some capacity.
So, all right. So, C-Note, who are you picking?
Yeah, let's make it a trifecta.
Okay. So next we have the Casino Tag Team Royale for a future AEW Tag Team Championship match.
Now, I want you to read out all these teams.
Really?
I mean, I'll do it if you don't want to.
All right. So we have Bear Country.
Never seen him.
Versus Dark Order Part 1, Alex Reynolds and John Silver. Versus Dark Order Number 2, Eva Luno and Stu Grayson. Versus the Inner Circle of Santana and Ortiz. Versus,
even though MJF and Chris Jericho are the official tag team of the Inner Circle.
Yeah, so they need to win that match.
Right.
So versus The Butcher and the Blade versus Private Party versus Top Flight versus Death Triangle versus Varsity Blondes versus the Seidel Brothers versus SoCal Uncensored versus The Natural Nightmares versus Chaos Project versus...
Of course Luther's on a pay-per-view card. Why wouldn't he be on a pay-per-view card?
Yeah, really.
Versus the Gun Club and versus a tag team that's going to make their debut in the Battle
Royale. Did not know there was a TBA here. I knew there was a TBA in the ladder match.
They announced it on the show.
I don't listen to that.
I forget. You don't listen to commentary.
No, I had commentary on.
Oh.
I just... When they start going into sell mode, I zone out.
Oh, okay. So Doug, since I went first last time, your go on this illustrious list of tag teams.
Give me Alex Reynolds and John Silver.
Alex Reynolds and John Silver. Okay.
Johnny Hungy, Hype Train.
All right. Cena.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. Let's go with Evil Uno and Stu Grayson.
Okay. I'm going with the Inner Circle because that would just be too funny of a story to have them win and have Jericho and MJF win.
I think it's hilarious and awesome that neither of us went for the TBA.
Yeah. Because then we would have to guess at who the TBA is, and I really don't give a shit.
I can't think of a tag team that's not signed somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly can't.
I mean, we know it's not going to be Marty Scurll.
No, he got some shit, apparently. He got swept up in that whole speaking out stuff, and then he quit Ring of Honor, and then we haven't really seen from him.
Oh, no, he didn't quit. They let him go.
Oh, they let him go.
Yeah. Let's talk real quick, and I just want to get your personal opinion. So, out in the UK, the legal age is what? I think it's 16 or 17 or whatever it is. It's not the legal age of the U.S., so he apparently got a 16 or 17 year old drunk and was making out with her. And when someone walked into the room, his pants were down getting ready to have sex with this drunk little girl. But it was stopped. But he says that it was consensual.
What's she saying?
She's saying that he was taking advantage of a drunk minor.
I don't want to get into this.
Yeah.
I don't know the specifics.
What happens when girls get caught?
Careful.
And they don't want to.
Careful.
Careful. Okay. Let's move on. Move on. All right. So.
Whoop.
So, C-Note. Miro and Kip Sabian versus the Best Friends.
Oh, shit. Best friends.
All right, I'm going Miro and Kip Sabian. So, Dougie Fresh. Tiber.
Yeah, I'm going Miro and Kip Sabian, too, because... And I hope that there's some substance to his promo where he's talking about, I'm not playing games anymore, because they need to do something with him that's not a fucking low-card tag team.
Yeah.
So I'm going, I'm not only going Miro and Kip Sabian, I'm saying Miro kicks Kip's head off after the match.
All right. All right. So, all right. Let's see. Let's see.
Wikipedia has this laid out really.
Yeah, clear. I'm about to skip it right now. So, let's see now. Okay. So, let's see. I'm going to go with the Cody Rhodes versus Scorpio Sky versus Penta El Zero Penta versus Lance Archer versus Max Caster versus the next person that's going to make their AEW debut on this show. I'm going
this
Cody.
This is for a TNT title shot.
Yes. I'm going to go Lance Archer. Unless the TBA is some big star, then...
No, you can't do that.
Okay.
Who's the big star?
All right, fine. I'm going TBA on this one.
Attaboy.
And who is that?
We don't know.
We don't know, but whoever the big star is, they're going to have to win.
Well, that's not necessarily true. Freaking Matt Sydal was a TBA at the last show, and he's almost cracked his head open.
Yeah, but that was in a big-ass scramble match. What is this? That match had that this is a ladder match. This only has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people. Like that match that he debuted in, there was like 12 or 13 people in the ring.
Well, I know, but it's a ladder match with Penta. Somebody's dying.
Yeah.
And it might be Penta.
It might be him. So, yeah, I'm going TBA on this one because whoever's debuting is going to wreck house.
Well, and is it the same guy that Big Show was talking about?
No, apparently these are different people.
Different people.
Yeah.
And there's precedence to the whole TBA winning because Brian Cage was a TBA when he won.
Yep. So, Dougie Fresh, who are you going?
Give me Penta.
You want Penta. Okay. Yeah. C-note.
Lance Archer.
All right. So, Dougie Fresh, Adam Page, Matt Hardy. Big money match.
Why does the average wrestling fan care about this match? Why does Doug Schmo gonna be sitting in your living room on Sunday? Why do I care who gets whose first quarter winnings?
Because it's believable.
Is it though?
Yes.
Am I going to see pay stubs?
I mean, it's believable because they're not talking millions of dollars. They're just talking first quarter.
No, they're still in. I don't know where Titus might be under a ring somewhere, and I don't know where Darren is. I've been going kind of babyface heavy. Give me Adam Page.
All right. Cena.
Yeah, give me Adam.
Yeah, I'm going to go Adam Page too.
All right. And I'm going to go Adam Page myself on this one. So, C-note, Shida versus Mizunami for the AEW Women's World Championship that's smaller than she is.
Wow. I'm going with Shida.
Okay, I'm going to go... You know what? I'm going to switch things up. I'm going to go Mizunami. In this one. So Dougie Fresh.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna go Mizunami as well. You know, she's in Florida.
This would open more doors to Japanese wrestling.
Oh, don't start with AEW and opening doors again. I'm so sick of Tony Khan sitting there going, I'm the forbidden door.
Yep.
Shit. Yeah, but I'm going Mizunami as well. If only for the fact that Sheeta's kind of stale and it's not really her fault.
Okay. Well, they seem to do that with the women's championship in AEW. Like, whoever owns the women's championship, the focus is not on her. It's on everyone else.
Right.
Doug, Team Taz versus Darby Allin and Sting. Street fight.
It's got to be Darby and Sting.
All right. Cena.
Yeah, Darby and Sting.
All right, and I'm going to go Darby and Sting as well. Cena.
Is Darby defending the title the next Dynamite, like after this show? Like, it just says future on Wikipedia, but like I kind of got the impression that it was going to be the next Dynamite.
They didn't announce a match, so I'm guessing
they might at the show.
Yeah, they might. Cena. Young Bucks versus Chris Jericho and MJF for the AEW World Tag Team Championships.
This is going to be a fucking Donnybrook, man. There might be a few other things, too.
Hootenanny.
Hootenanny, a kerfuffle, lots of different things.
Hoedown.
I don't know about a hoedown, but... If Jericho and MJF hadn't just beaten the crap out of Papa Buck, I maybe would go MJF.
Did you hear that motherfucker actually wanted to blade?
Yep.
And they had to convince him that it wasn't a good idea.
So was that what? Just paint?
Well, whatever they use.
Well, I mean, yeah, whatever he had two big, he had both hands full.
He had too much of it is what he had.
Because he had enough to slap on to Nick and then had enough to slap on to Matt on that truck. That
motherfucker wanted to actually blade.
So.
I mean, props to him, I guess.
So you're going Young Bucks.
I'm going Young Bucks, yeah.
I'm going Jericho and MJF, because why the fuck not? Dougie, man.
I don't really care. I just want to see Jericho wrestle a Young Bucks match. Because he might die.
I'm having a heart attack. Oh, my God.
He might not. We all remember he almost killed himself on a lion's halt a couple weeks ago.
That was funny. He almost landed a square in his face.
And then the next week he stuck one and he looked right at the camera and said, fuck you. I'm going Young Bucks just because, like, it's kind of a one hand has to fit into the other scenario, because it kind of goes with the Battle Royal. Because, like you said, if Santana and Ortiz win earlier in the night,
then Jericho and MJF have to win.
So, I mean... So props to you for at least sticking with that. I'm going Young Bucks because I feel bad because I really like MJF, but yeah.
That's your final choice?
Yeah.
All right. So Kenny Omega versus Jon Moxley in the Exploding Barbed Wire Death Match. So obviously, I'm going with the easy one. I'm going Kenny Omega has to win this one because I don't really see Jon Moxley getting the title again this soon. Dougie Fresh.
No, I mean, and this is probably the easiest pick on the show. It's going to be Kenny.
The story is he's making the barbed wire, so it's probably not even going to shock Kenny Omega.
Well, and that's the thing. Is it going to be proper... 95 FMW exploding barbed wire, or is it going to be that is it going to be like that time where TNA did an electrified cage?
I hope it's not the electrified cage, because fucking TNA fucked that whole shit up. People were hitting that shit and it was so fucking delayed. That was a horrible match.
Yeah, no, it was horrible. But and I mean, the way they kind of laid it out in the video package, which I'll stress again, was the only build we got for the match, was that the ropes were going to be made of barbed wire.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's going to be some shit.
And they keep showing clips of people hitting the barbed wire net just going, pa, 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 pa.
Yeah, they keep showing, like, FMW shit.
Yeah.
Like, and I think they even had a soundbite from one of the dudes. What's his face? Onita?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it makes me makes it seem like they're going to take this shit seriously. So yeah, I mean, the obvious, and this is the slam dunk of the show. It's Kenny, because John Moxley was on Dynamite a couple weeks ago saying, if this is how I go out, it's a hell of a way to go out.
Yeah. And he's probably going to be taking a break after this match anyway, because his wife is about to have a baby.
And I think I saw something, I was listening to a podcast and they made mention of John Moxley having like a break built into his contract.
Okay.
I mean, I can't vouch for that other than what I might have heard.
Gotcha.
And yeah, but like you said, you know, paternity leave and all that.
Yep. So, all right. And C-note.
Yeah. I'm going to go Omega as well.
All right. Sounds good. Then it looks like we are done with the show, guys. Good picks.
Yay.
We got through it. We made it.
Yeah, I mean, and this is going to be a good show. You know, and I mean, I think there's a little bit of everything for everybody. You know, oh, we do have to put our money down. Well, not our money, but we do. I want to have it on record as who we think this big marquee Hall of Fame signing is.
Batista.
C-note.
Wouldn't it be some shit if it's actually Big Show?
If he comes out and says, it's me, you idiot.
It's me, you idiots. Right, exactly.
That would be funny.
They
would burn Daly's place to the ground, but that'd be fair.
Yeah, and that's why I don't think that's what's going to happen. But, yeah, that would be kind of interesting.
I think whoever this person is comes out at the end of the Kenny Omega John Moxley match.
See, I got the impression Big Show is going to introduce him.
Oh, he will. At the end of the match, Big Show is going to walk out and he's going to say, I promised everyone a Hall of Fame worthy introduction. And here he is. And the person's going to walk out. And they're going to walk out on either onto the stage and just stand there. And they're going to go off the air like that. Or he's going to walk over to the ring. And he's going to look Kenny Omega in the face. And he's going to look at that title. And then they're going to go off the air.
Okay. So,
see, but I hate that.
Can I ask a question about if somebody's under contract somewhere else before I make my...
Sure. Go. Go for it.
Mick Foley. Is he still under contract with WWE?
I don't think so.
Oh, wait. He does have a Legends contract. Yes, he does.
God damn it.
He does.
But he's also been talking about AEW.
Has he?
Right.
Well, I mean, you can put anything on Twitter.
Oh.
Right, but he has been talking, and...
And he could come out at the end of AEW and say, I'm just as crazy as you are, Kenny Omega.
I mean, Cactus Jack...
Oh, that kind of... I feel like a bad person because I kind of want to see that match, even though I know it would be terrible.
I mean, 10 years ago, maybe it would be good, but...
Oh, yeah. If this was Cactus Jack in 1999 against Triple H in the Garden...
Yes.
Yeah.
So, all right. Make a pick, C-Note.
Yeah, he hasn't made a pick yet, you notice.
Brock Lesnar.
All right, and Dougie Fresh.
I'm going Kurt Angle.
All right. Can I debunk that real quick?
I mean, you can, but I can poke holes in Batista, too.
All right, never mind. all right. So wait, why are you picking Kurt Angle?
Because it just seems like something he would do. But he said in interviews he wasn't happy with the way he went out. He'd like to go out on his own terms.
He
I feel like
he does. Yeah, he's already a Hall of Famer, though. They say Hall of Fame worthy.
Right, but so is Batista.
Is Batista in the? He is. Okay.
No, he was supposed to go in last year, wasn't he?
Wait a minute. No. Yeah, he's not officially in.
Okay, he's not officially in, but it's a formality.
Yeah.
No, he's not. No, I was about to say. I was like, I don't remember him actually getting. Yeah, yeah, he's not in.
Well, but
JBL keeps making that comment every time he's on TV. He's like, I'm going to get that Hall of Fame ring sooner or later.
He's an induct. Well, he's not a nominee because you don't get nominated, but he's on the list.
Yeah.
But he actually hasn't been inducted yet.
Well, fair point.
I mean, and it's going to happen sooner.
Well, not if he walks into AEW on Sunday. It is.
They'll say we're going to hold on to that ring.
They say we're going to.
Well. Yeah, true.
What do you think? He's going to walk into Revolution on Sunday and then they're going to induct him in April?
I mean, look at Billy Gunn.
Yeah, and he got fucking dragged on the carpet on live television.
Yep.
Yeah. He'll buy that pissant company.
That pissant company kicked your ass for however many weeks.
Yeah, that was... It got very, very quiet in that building for a few seconds after he said that.
About as quiet as this podcast got.
So, all right. So everybody's good?
I think so. I mean, I didn't know about the TBA for the tag team. And, I mean, I've got some guesses for the TBA of the ladder match, but I don't really care that much.
Yeah, I don't care that much.
Because I honestly don't know who's out there. Like, I mean, the smart money would be that the TBA for the ladder match is probably somebody from Impact. So, like, you're looking at, like, Rich Swann or Sami Callihan. And I have no... I mean, maybe the Motor City Machine Guns for the tag team?
Ew.
I'm not saying I liked it. I mean, maybe it's Doc Gallows and Carl Anderson. They're basically there anyway.
True. I guess we will find out.
Set you. Like it was my idea.
So, all right, everybody. So, I think that's about it. I don't have anything else. I think I spoke too much. So...
Oh, no, you can't sit there when I went on like a 15-minute rant about AEW and NXT. You can't sit there and say you talk too much.
So, Dougie Fresh, do you have anything else to say?
No, I have my fingers crossed that we're actually on here
next
week.
Wait. You said no, and then now you're saying something. I caught him this time. Got it. No, because he does that all the time. Okay, you can go, Doug.
No, I don't need that. Fuck this shit.
Oh, come on.
Everybody's getting their feelings hurt tonight. I don't need this shit. No, I'm hoping that we're on here next week to break down everything that happened. I know this week was kind of touch and go. I was excited to get that text. And I know I said this the last time we were on, I'm hoping to return to a somewhat regular schedule. I mean, I know that's easier said than done, but I'm really hoping that we're on here to break down Revolution, because it was about a year and some change ago that we were there.
Yeah.
And if the show on Sunday is half as good as the show that we saw, we're still in for a hell of a show.
All right. So, Cena.
Are you kicking us out?
Well, no, I'm having you do... Well, yeah, take us out.
Okay. I think that... kind of wraps everything up. Would like to reiterate what Dougie just said, and hopefully we'll be back next week. Hopefully we will kind of have a little bit more of a regular schedule now. We're getting close to 350, guys. We're getting there. So I think that ties up everything in a nice little package, and we're going to get on out of here. And because I got places to go, people to see, things to do. So, Mr. Wrestling Chris G, do you want to say goodbye to everybody?
I bid you all an adieu. And I will see you all. I'm not sure. I can't really say.
Damn it.
All right. And Dougie Fresh, say goodbye, Doug.
Goodbye, Doug.
And everyone, this is C-Note. And I just want to tell you, if you're ever looking at getting a getting a heads up on everyone in your company, there's one way to get to the top. Just go ahead and tattle on the cattle. Have a good night.